Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kerr.
Yeah. Ooh.
Break it
Ooh.
Up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
That's right, waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Guess what? It is Find It Out Friday, and we have a guest coming on that you really must listen to, Mr. Hans Johnson. He is the president of the EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats, okay? And this is
That's an organization
and a club that you want to become a member of. It's over 1,000 strong in California. They take care of business. They right the wrong, okay? It's not about the red or the blue. It's not about either side. It's about the right and the wrong. And if there's a problem, they're going to get in there, sniff it out, and handle it. We talk about change agents, EAPD, change makers. Before I bring them on, I just want to play you a little bit of this because this is what it's all about. And we're going to bring Mr. Johnson on. Get your pencils and pads out. Before I bring Hans Johnson on, the president of the EAPD, I'd like to let you know this. A Turkish proverb says, iron shines when used, but rust when not. the capabilities of people working hard and strong with all their might never get rusty. They are consistently being polished and forged. And this gentleman that's coming on here knows how to use that polishing cloth, get underneath that rug, and right the wrong. Hans Johnson, welcome in with us. We're waking up with Linda McShann. Thank you for being with us this evening.
How wonderful, Linda. What a wake-up call it is to hear your voice and to try to be equal to that incredible introduction. So kind of you to give such a warm shout-out to EAPD and to our work to engage people here in constructive change and problem-solving. You know, accountability doesn't just happen on its own. It happens because people like you and many of your listeners who bother to get engaged, to read, to connect and reach out to neighbors and to join with organizations like ours here at the local level throughout Los Angeles to change the quality of our lives and the quality of leadership at every level of government. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
I am so glad to have you here. You know I get excited, and I must say this. There is so much that EAPD does for the people of communities that we have to break this down into segments because it is so much information that you listeners can learn from getting involved. And I always stress the importance of getting involved. So on that note, I'm going to be quiet and let you, you know, I asked you, what topic? You know, we go free over here. We're not seeing and we don't plan out anything. But you mentioned about the recall of Governor Newsom and then what's happening, why that is happening. Can you share with us, give us some take on that? Someone that has worked
Absolutely.
So hard to do such a good job to clear up whatever this mess was is still not totally clear. But talk
yeah.
to us about it a little bit, please.
Well, I want to be clear about where this recall is coming from. And the people who have gathered the signatures to put this recall on the ballot are really abusing sections of the state constitution intended for runaway legislators and when the governor or any statewide official, constitutional officers, we call them in the parlance of California government, might be engaged in reckless or renegade action. That's not the case with the governor. And you can see that this recall threat has as its driving force things which are not intended by the recall provisions of the Constitution. What is really driving this attack on the governor is a right-wing power grab fueled by racism, COVID denial, and disinformation and conspiracy theories. We don't need to look much further than our own neighborhoods here in Los Angeles to see what is really driving this recall election. Some might recall on January 31st, a group of people collecting signatures on the petitions to trigger the recall gathered out in front of Dodger Stadium, a vaccination site, in order to shut down the vaccination appointments of Angelenos eagerly waiting to get a life-saving vaccine there at the vaccination site and shut it down, and were gathering signatures with placards pronouncing their hatred of China and Chinese people and of calling COVID a scam and of trying to allege that there were tracking devices in the vaccine and engaged in all other wacky, deluded, lunatic theories about what was wrong with saving our own lives with science-enabled vaccinations. That's one of the reasons why this recall is on the ballot, is headed to California voters in the first place, is that the promoters of the recall latched onto some of the same reckless and racist rhetoric as the defeated president lashing out at China and Chinese Americans, trying to falsely blame them for the global pandemic of COVID and trying to tap into people's frustrations about COVID and about sensible science-based restrictions that our state government, along with many others, actually bothered to implement and that we are now seeing as having been remarkably effective. Perhaps listeners saw just in the last week, California attained the highest spot in terms of COVID prevention and lowest case numbers in the entire 50 states. We actually managed to outpace even Hawaii for that top spot, thanks to the sensible COVID precautions and vaccination rollouts that our state policymakers, including Governor Newsom, have been so assertive in doing. So we are now facing, unfortunately, because of the racist and extremist attacks on this governor, fueled by people like those outside Dodger Stadium shutting down COVID vaccinations, on a day when a member of our club actually died from COVID, she passed away just 3 days after her 75th birthday, on that very day when protesters were there at Dodger Stadium collecting signatures and shutting down vaccine access, we lost a member. And so we feel very deeply about the ravages of hate, disinformation, and COVID denial as triggers for this recall petition and now apparently headed to California voters. So rejecting the recall is a very important step that all Californians who care about science, public health, equality, environmental protection, all of the areas that we have made progress on and which many of the people ferociously promoting this recall aim to stop, have an obligation to defeat in rejecting this right-wing power grab in the recall. Why are they so desperate to try to grab power? Because they know they can't win an election outright. A recall election with its own mechanism where it has two parts, an up or down, accept or reject on the existing governor, and then a second question with a whole wide range of characters who've come out of the woodwork sensing an opportunity for publicity and perhaps pursuit of their own ego trip. Any one of those candidates who finishes with more votes than any other can be elected as a replacement to the governor if there is a majority cast towards accepting the recall on the first question. So it's a particular mechanism that allows the kind of extremist power grab to potentially succeed. It's the only vehicle they believe they can use to try to get an adherent to their delusional theories and racist propaganda into the chief executive role in our state. And it needs to be rejected in part for that reason, in addition to the awful and reckless ideology and hatred espoused by those who put the signatures on the petitions to trigger this recall vote in California in the first place. So that's why I call upon people and listeners here to not only reject it, but to work with their neighbors, to reach out to people in their networks, and to urge rejection of the recall, to do it early, and to build a drumbeat from the grassroots upward that this is a vote no to reject racism, hate, and disinformation, and to stop this power grab in its tracks.
Whoa, you get, I'm hearing you out here, so you know I'm tying on my tennis shoes right now because you know I got them sitting by the door, chatty catty over here. I've been working on the vaccines, Hans. You know, I'm so glad that you came on because people need to hear, and they need to hear and hear exactly where it's coming from. We have a tendency to just like listen and complain and blah blah blah, but you don't get the real facts about the thing. We share and care here with encouragement, but we like to go with accuracy. And I know that if you come on and say it, I know that every word that's coming out of there, you're breaking it down, you're letting them know where it's coming from, what it's about, and why it should be rejected. You're just not, you're understanding people need to listen. Why would you, well, everybody's after California anyway, because California sets the trend. As far as the, what we've gone through here, we've gone through it. We're moving on forward, and it comes from that. That was not easy work to do. So they're saying
no.
That the color is yellow, but, you know, I don't really believe in the color chart. I said I want to see it clear. So you want to go in and attack someone that has worked because they were sitting somewhere, what? Excuse me? In a restaurant eating? No. It's just...
Yeah, our governor may not be perfect, but that's not the question here. We don't vote in a recall election based on the perfection or imperfection of any elected official. What's driving this recall is the racism that we saw on display there at Dodger Stadium in shutting down vaccine access and the anti-China and anti-Chinese placards. It's the disinformation of the COVID deniers trying to allege that this is not a serious pandemic, that it's not a deadly disease, when we know full well, having lost loved ones and family members, including on that very day, Ruby DeVera, a member of our club, dead from COVID in Kaiser Hospital after suffering from COVID for weeks. Thankfully, her husband recovered and is now dealing with his grief under the care of other EAPD members and his own daughter, a longtime loyal member of our club. But that is the racism, hate, and disinformation that fueled this recall. We saw it up close. We saw it in its face. And we see how illiberal it is, shutting down appointments for people. Other EAPD members were actually in that line on the 31st, slated to get their vaccinations, and were delayed because of the hour-long shutdown of vaccine access at Dodger Stadium by those extremists gathering signatures on the petitions to recall the governor. It's not about the governor, although we've made a lot of progress during this governor's term. I can't tell you the laundry list of legislation and important gains we've made even just the last 3 years on environment, on equality, on education, and a number of other areas, clean energy among them, civil rights, and the response to COVID, while imperfect, has shown in its results what California has now done, topping the nation in its COVID prevention and COVID reduction numbers. So the point is, this recall is about stopping extremism and folks who care about stopping hate, disinformation, and COVID denial need to vote no on this recall and get the message out to those they care about. You know, one other point I want to make, Linda, is that here in our neighborhoods, we've seen disinformation on other issues, and we've beaten it. Just this month, members in our neighborhood of Elysian Valley rose up to defeat members of the neighborhood council who'd been perpetrating anti-Semitic memes on social media, and they won a sweeping election for neighborhood council on April the 6th.
Okay.
And I want to just share that bulletin because the fight against disinformation is not just about elections at the state level. It's an ongoing act of vigilance that we have to conduct in our own neighborhoods. We have to spot and stop disinformation, whether it's around racism, whether it's around COVID or COVID denial or COVID transmission or the pandemic of COVIDiacy, as I sometimes call it, or whether it's about participation and voting and the mechanisms of voting and how secure our votes are. We need to stop it when we see it. We need to work with our neighbors to counteract it. And that's what they did here along the LA River in Elysian Valley. A group of women came together, formed a coalition, filed to be candidates for neighborhood council, and by a 3-to-1 margin, they swept out the incumbents who were posting these anti-Semitic memes on social media, and they now have won a majority on that neighborhood council. So change is possible when we work together and when we challenge disinformation at the community level as well as in our state elections.
Well, you know I'm with you on that because it's all about the people. And, like, you know, and the reason why, like, the EAPD, I remember when I met you, and I really didn't know. And I said, you know, I don't really like politicians. They lie, and they lie in their pockets, and they don't do what they're going to do. You say, oh, no, we don't do that. We check them. And when I heard that, I said, well, this is my kind of people. So you're right. Starting in the communities, like I said, I had one pair of tennis shoes by the door, and I have to put a second pair down there. And I will be putting out my flyers, putting that N-O out there, and the reason why. I have friends. People have their own opinions on different things, and I go, I don't care about color. I color if it's red or the blue. I have friends on both sides, but as long as you for the people, let me hear what you have to say, you know, and let's dialogue about this so that we can all come together because it's about unification, as you said, to get into those communities. And if it's going crazy in the neighborhood, what you say the neighborhood councils have to get straightened out, well, you know, that's the neighborhood. So if they're spreading the crap, what is it doing to the residents of that community? It just puts in my friend called, and she said that they'll be marching tomorrow downtown for the Asian hate crime, you know. So people have to take to the street. It's all wrong. It has to be corrected. It's been going on too long. And as long as the people allow it, it's going to happen. So it's time to take that rise, okay? Because they cannot do what you don't allow them to do. But if you sit back and don't go out, don't get involved, don't get into a wonderful club like the EAPD where you're going to get information, where you're going to receive education, where you're going to know the true facts and know what you're speaking of out there and come together and have better support, then it's just going to continue. It's just going to continue out there. So I am so glad, Hans Johnson, that you spoke on it. You know, when I saw Newsom, I said, okay, we're getting, I don't like political stuff, but I am political, so we're all political, and we all better be political. But the thing, I don't allow controversy. I don't allow comments. I put information. We talk about it. If they want to hear it, they tune in and listen, you know. But if I would like to make a suggestion that if they don't listen to any show that happened this week, listen to Find It Out Friday, because on this day, Hans Johnson gave you some information that is very, very crucial. And I understood them shutting down the Dodger Stadium move, but how was that allowed? See, that's what I guess that's that warrior inside of me. I mean, you coming up here stopping me from saving my life, that should have turned around. Okay, that's a bit like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you're coming to save your life, and you're going to allow this to come and block it? No, you need to flip
the script. I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly the concern, because what people need to understand is the extremism of the forces trying to take this governor down and trying to use the recall provisions of the state constitution, misuse those recall provisions for a power grab. And we need no further reminder about how dangerous that kind of power grab can be than to see what happened at Dodger Stadium, where people were trying to exercise their own appointments. Their own desire was being thwarted by folks who would stop at nothing than to blockade the gate of the stadium to deny them entrance and access to their own appointments. That is the essence of suppression. That is the essence of extremism, and that is what people need to vote down in this recall election. One other thing I just want to say is if anyone wants materials to fight the recall election, just drop a line to eapd.la@gmail.com. We have new stickers and bumper stickers produced to stop and reject the recall, and if people want to wear those colors and get that message across on their lapels, on their bumpers, or any other way that they can hand it around or be visible. You know, we're starting to reopen as a society in part because of our success in beating the coronavirus, thanks in part to some of the science-driven policies of our state. So these means of being visible, in addition to our own bumpers for those who drive or have mobility carts, is one way to get that message across. So drop a line, eapd.la@gmail.com, and we will get you a sticker. We will get you a bumper sticker. We are proud to have you as a member of our club if you want to join at eapd.la. It's as simple as that online, eapd.la. And we would look forward to adding to our ranks as the largest Democratic club in Los Angeles County and in the state of California. As you said, Linda, we're more than 1,000 members strong, and we are proud to serve the interests of the public, not self-interest of politicians, but the public interest of Californians. It doesn't happen on its own. It happens because we work together with strength and in every election at the community level and with our conscience at the state and federal level as well.
Well, you know, Hans, now when is this recall? When is this to take place? How much time do we
have here? Good question. It's not timed yet. It's not slated for a particular date on the calendar yet. It may be that it coincides with what would be the November election date. If I had to bet on it right now, I would say that it's likely that our new Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, African-American leader from San Diego, who just ascended from the state assembly to the post at the appointment of Governor Newsom, after our former Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, became U.S. Senator. It looks as if Shirley Weber may designate the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, which would be the regular off-year election date, as that recall date. But stay tuned. We will get. We will be finding out about that date sometime in the next few months, because we are right now, I would be derelict if I didn't point out to listeners, if anyone signed the recall petition and now alerted to the extremism of the promoters of it, wants to reject and to rescind their own signature, that period is now open right now. So please also, if you want to rescind your signature, drop a line to the club, and we were happy to get you in touch with the appropriate agency and people to make sure that your signature is withdrawn officially from the petition. So that's a long shot. It's very, very likely to qualify, and it's potentially slated for early November on what would be the off-year election date.
So I guess we need to shout it out every day, no, 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 on the recall. And
Let
me call my young adults. You know, I like to pull up those young adults and tell them to give me a hip-hop song. Let's put something out here. Because no, 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 okay? And you have to get it out there the best the best way that it can be done. And like I say, we don't get political, but we are political because we people. And I take that P in politics and say that P is for the people. And anything that's wrong for the people,
right,
I'm down with somebody who wants to make it right. And that is why, again, I'm a member of the EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats. I like the word progressive. People don't like to work with them progressives because you don't play. It's like, it's wrong. We coming. We're unswayable. We're going to do it right, and you're going to do it right. So we are about the people. It's the people that make the world go round. Hans Johnson, I love you. Thank you. Let me repeat this again, eapd.la@gmail.com. Get in touch. How many boxes or cases of stickers can I come and pick up? Well, I'll talk to you about that so I can get
any
them.
Number you want, if you can get them
okay.
out. I know you've got those tennis shoes ready, and I know you're ready to distribute them. So if you, whatever quantity you want, we will get them to you.
Okay. I'm cleaning out the front seat so I can put those cases in there and tell people, you know, go wash your car and put this on your bumper. We're going to have
there
some no parties. We will talk. I'm so glad that you came on to share with us, but give us the actual on this instead of the hearsay. And I just cannot stand followers, as I stated before. You know, you have to make up your mind and do what you have to do. But persons that don't want to follow or believe everything, I have friends that don't want to get vaccine, don't want to wear masks. I say, well, you will not be having lunch with me. Because if you don't care about you, I know you don't care about me. So the friendship is ended. I don't need to hug you, okay? Because, no, just do like the old folks say. Do it and see what happens. Have your own mind. But I am so glad. No on the recall. When I heard it, I cringed. I said, this man has been working extremely hard. Look at from where we were to where we are now. That takes work. That takes nine pops. That takes fights and going up against. And no, it's not going to happen. Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democrats, we love
you. And proudly vaccinated.
Yes.
I'm proud to say that I got vaccinated on the last day of March, and I'm proud of all the Californians who continue to get vaccinated. Do it if you can. Find a way. Get vaccinated. It's the single most important thing that we can all do to stop this dreadful pandemic and to make our state great.
Yes, as it is. So we're going to get together. We're going to have a vaccinated no party. I'll talk to you about that, so see what we can do here. Coming from this end of town and getting it out to wherever we have to go. I need your directives, and I want to talk to you about that because it's time to take a stand.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you, Hans Johnson of EAPD, president, the largest Democratic club in California. Please go to eapd.la@gmail.com. Sign up. Read about us. Wonderful, wonderful club. Get involved. You won't regret it. Hans, we love you.
Thank you, Linda. I love you, too. And let's keep on moving for change.
Yes, we are. We are the change makers. We stopped being the agents years ago. We're making that change, okay? Thank you. Love
all
you.
All right, good night.
All righty. Bye-bye. Stirring it up out here. We're going into our second segment. We have Carmelita, I call her Nature Lady, coming on. She has a friend called Queenie. But before we go there, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy, happy Mother's Day. And for those of you who no longer have your mom here in the physical, let me tell you something. I'm in that category, too. Guess what? Mamas don't go nowhere. And I know that these words are ringing in your ear. Do the best and be the best, okay? That's what all mamas tell their children. And if you think that they're gone, start acting up, and you'll either smell their scent or you'll hear their voice. Mothers never, never leave you. So keep that in mind. Get through it for new mothers. Welcome in, first-time mommies. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Welcome to the great journey. And your 18, 20 years, 90 years, or whatever you're going to have to put up with, welcome into the crowd with being the mama. Today we have Miss Carmelita on the line with us. Carmelita, are you and Queenie on the line with us this evening?
You know I am. Hey, Auntie Linda. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Carmelita. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm so motivated after hearing that reminder about mom.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That was when you said hearing the reminder of what did you call it?
Mothers.
Yes, mothers don't go anywhere. They don't go. They do not go. I'd like to extend out where I'm speaking to my friend that's over in Africa. Meredith Bill lost his mom on Thursday, and he sent a, I saw it posted on Facebook, and he said he had sadness and joy, and, you know, that his mom, you know, had got cancer. It was really nice. He wrote a whole thing about it, and because I couldn't call him in Nigeria, I wanted to share his story, my story, because when my mom passed, I had sadness in a way, but I was joyful, and I really couldn't figure it out. You know, I'm supposed to be, that's my mom, passing, but it didn't happen that way. You know why? Because they never, ever leave you. They're just not here in the physical. And when a person passes and transcends, they're in a state of coup for 45 days, meaning that that spirit is trying to settle, okay? And whatever you feel, they feel. And I knew that. So I smiled and I kept myself up. And I knew that, you know, she was happy. And when they had a funeral, you know, I thanked everybody. And I said, I know my mom is having a ball. She probably got her legs crossed with some red lipstick on and a beer in her hand flirting with a long, tall, handsome man. And I went on about my business. Because they never leave you. They never leave you.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, you understand. We're in the category. So for the moms that are here, enjoy your day. And the moms that are not here, and the physical, we can't actually touch you. You enjoy your day, too. So tell me about Queenie. What's happening with this Miss Queenie the Spider?
You know what? What a way to segue into the fact that, you know, it's springtime and this is a time of new beginnings and clean slates and, of course, unkept New Year's resolutions, but we won't focus too much on that. One thing I've been enjoying about this new time, this renewed energy, is going around and seeing, like, the planet tulips and eating the fresh figs from the trees. And all of that can just be so much fun under the new sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but for some reason this season I have been preoccupied, and I'm so apologetic to the men who may be listening, but I have just been preoccupied with the cobwebs down below. And that's down below the shelf where the woman lady parts are for me. And so I had been laying in bed one day and really, really just kind of fantasizing about what I'm going to do to this next boyfriend of mine, right, this new guy that comes into my life. And I'm looking up in the corner, and then that's when she appeared, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to describe Queenie as wearing the finest furs. She had these long, long legs, 8 shoes made of silk, okay? Her eyes were full of mystic and wonder. Her presence was really, really commanding, in my opinion, so much so that I ended up jumping up and I was ready to run. And as I laid there, though, she retreated back to her little secret hiding place, wherever she came from. And as soon as she left the room, I, you know, jumped up from the bed then, and I got up and I grabbed a broom to get rid of the spider web and erase all of the thoughts of her that, you know, would remind me of her being right there. The biggest spider I had ever seen disappeared right there as I'm daydreaming about my next date. But anyway, so the only problem with that, Linda, was the next day, the spider built the web again. And this time the web was so elaborate, so beautiful, so just all over the place. And then she had the nerve to have, like, some kind of little bug or prey in there that have fallen under her spell, I guess, like me too. And so this little me tearing down her web and her building it back up went on for like weeks, okay? And I could not figure out where she was going, what was going on with her. And, of course, that led me to do what I normally do because I started believing in the spirit animal world because they're coming to me. And so I started to look up, you know, this spider who now I started affectionately referring to as Queenie because it was like her slayer. She wouldn't go anywhere. We were playing seek and destroy for weeks. And then finally I go and I see that, you know, her presence was really just trying to also tell me a few things. And one of the main things that her presence was letting me know was that I had to work on my, you know, femininity, because spiders are a symbol, come to find out, of divine femininity. And as I'm making the connection as a woman, I realize that some of the issue that I'm having with having these intimate relationships, Queenie has come to share her divine energy with me, her divine feminine energy with me. And so she's allowing me to understand, based off this research that I totally believe in, only because it's fun for me. But she just helped me to understand that this is a time for me to create, you know, to be patient, to relax. And it was just so amazing because she just kept coming back and building these things, these webs that, such a sign of creation to me and such a display of being patient and kind with whatever adversity she was facing because I kept tearing down her web. And then also, according to this research, you know, her presence was also saying that I needed to maybe focus in on life and examine how my choices, decisions, and behaviors come together to form the web of my intricate experiences in my life. And I think that that's so powerful because I have been, and I'm just really relating these things to my own, like, experiences and what I'm truly experiencing in real life. And the fact that she kept coming back, that's what made me do the research. But then here it is in this research, it's revealing that she also is telling me to, like I said, to focus in, look at my decisions, my behaviors, and how they all come together to form this intricate web of my life, my experiences in life. And then I also feel so connected to Queenie the spider because it says that they're ancient symbols of mystery and power and growth.
Mystery, power, and growth. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So to me, the mystery, the power, and the growth, like right now, there's to me so much mystery going on in the world. Where are we going to go from here? I don't think we're ever going to go back to March 13th or whatever was.
That's
20. You know, so right now, for me, there is a lot of mystery aside from the things that are surrounding us with the whole virus and the changes. I'm thinking, what powers lie inside of me now that exist, that have evolved? Because one thing I do believe, just like the oak tree starts out as just a little, you know, seed, it's embedded with so many codes that causes it to transition and to grow and to shift. And I don't think that we're any different. So, you know, I think it's quite interesting and quite telling that we're in a time of such mystery. And then that, again, Queenie's letting me know, think about that. You know, don't just pass it by. Don't just try to brush it off. Don't try to shut it down. Think into that. Think into the powers that may lie there and begin to grow and exert your forces and energies in that way. And those are the messages that are coming to me. And I like to share these ideas of spirit animals because it's just fun and it's something that's accessible to any of us. And it's not like I'm condoning like dealing with venomous spiders or anything, but I do believe everything in our ether, in our environment, come to find out, is always telling us something about ourselves, right? And so for me, it's these bugs, it's intriguing because I really do find them to be creepy crawlers. But again, you know, they keep coming to me, which is how I keep speaking to you all about the creatures.
Right.
But of course, this can apply to almost anything in your ether. But Queenie was the spider who just kept coming back. And so, yeah, so I think it's just so amazing that she was showing me to use my mind to create the life that I see for myself. And in doing so, I believe that she was saying to use many angles, many eyes to do that, take many perspectives, you know.
And the beautiful webs. I love spider webs, the beautiful webs. It's always intriguing how they do it. And she kept coming back rebuilding, because we're all interconnected. Everything's interconnected. We're connected. We're all connected, whether we want to be or not. You know, like I tell people, that leaf on the ground has life. That everything has a life, okay? And so that interconnection there, that we all connect in with with Queenie, she's just making that web to show you, you know, how it all fits together. Because you throw it down, she build it right back up again, didn't she? So that's telling that she was telling you, as Miyoshi Marie say, don't give up, get up. Okay? You know, Miyoshi brings it to you real quick and sweet. Do not give up, get up, okay? And the fears that are brought upon us, the things that are seen, the way that we have to really sit down and like you say, restructure, regroup, rejuvenate, reinvent. This is like reinvention time, okay? All of it, because no, we will never be back to where it was, and we shouldn't. You should always keep on moving forward. You just have to learn how to do it. But it's very, very ironic when you said, I'm bringing Queenie. I said, oh, boy, I like that name. So I sent the picture, and I posted it out, because the spiritual world it goes in everything. Animal, spiritual world, like you say. But we talked about the butterfly. We talked about the elephant, and now we're talking about Queenie. Well, what's next on the agenda? You know, because we're all out here going through this transition together. The animals, and the bugs, the bees, the leaves, the trees, everybody. So what's going to be next on our agenda? Who would you like to connect us with next, Carmelita, Nature Lady?
Well, you know, I like to let it flow and see what comes into my ether. But as of late, it's been about the housefly. And I think that's so weird, because the housefly has been in my house. I don't know where it came from. I can't get it out. And then also I went to the eye doctor, and they gave me a test using the housefly. I had to, like, look at it through this interesting magnifying glass, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this my next one? So I like to go in three. If I see it again, or it, you know, strikes me in some kind of odd way, then maybe we'll talk about that. But to get back to Queenie the spider, I just want to make it clear that, you know, it's a divine symbol of femininity. He or she, whatever floats your boat, can usually tell you stories about where you are in the decision-making process, and how your choices and your behaviors are creating your world, your reality. So if you do tend to see, you know, spiders, I wouldn't take it as a fluke if you're constantly seeing them. And not just like if you, like, it's usually in like some way that resonates, you know, like you look up and suddenly it's there, or
you're reading the magazine and it pops out at you. And it's something that stings and sits deep with you or just strikes you as odd or gives you this interesting energy. And usually that's the thing you should be paying attention to. So it's just a little fun game I like to play and like shared with others of keeping their eyes open for the spirit animals that are constantly coming to speak to us and to say hi to us and to share and to teach us. Well,
yeah, because we get our messages from many, many places. And, like, there's a lot of people, Carmelita, I'm so glad that you shared that because that gives it a deep thought. What is she telling you? You know, and she drove you to go do dig further, go do some research about her, you know, so you could really, really understand her. So I just love hearing the sharing the spiritual connection, the animal spiritual connection. And I think your first one was the butterfly, and you know I love it. So when I see a butterfly, butterflies communicate with me. And I was in my friend's garden today. She has beautiful landscape. She has her flowers are beautiful. And I just walked around and looked at them and talked about them. And what is this one? And what is that one? And then there came that butterfly. And she says, oh, there's your friend. I said, I know. She said, oh, doesn't this make you happy today? Because I was really enjoying myself. You know, learning about the different flowers. I grew up around flowers, but I'm not into. I'm just beginning to talk to the plants and stuff where I'm really caring about them. If a leaf dies, I don't throw it away. I put it out in the sun. So I'm getting better. But the butterfly, when I see that butterfly, it makes me stop and say, okay, what are you telling me? And they come in different colors. My favorite is the monarch. And now you talk about Queenie. I have no fear. My sister's afraid to death of spiders. But I'm going to have to send her this and let her hear it to let her know that that spider is trying to tell you something. Okay, yeah, she freaks out when she sees a spider. Always has since we were children. I don't see a lot of them. And they don't really bother me. But Queenie, when you said Queenie, I got very, very excited because I knew you had some information to share with us. And Queenie is your, she's your messenger. And so mm-hmm. When I listen, she's a messenger. And you have tuned in to that.
But when you think about it, she's you know, she has eight eyes and eight legs.
Yes.
And most
yes.
spiders do. And that's so symbolic also of the infinity of infinity. So her vibrational frequency resonates with
yes.
cycles and the passage of time and all of evolution. Yeah.
And the number eight means to open also. It means to open.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. You know, this has been, I am so glad that you took out the time. I know you're working on projects as myself. And, like, the holiday is like, well, Cinco de Mayo and Mommy Day weekend, and I just celebrate everybody's holiday. They said, well, Miss Linda, do you have any children? I said, I most certainly do. All the children in the universe belong to me. Mm-hmm. So there you go. But my, oh, yeah, they're all mine. So the persons that, you know, I had a friend and her mommy passed last year, and so I didn't want to take her a card. I didn't want to say anything about mother on there. I don't know how she's processing, you know? So what I did, I found her a plant. And I swung by her establishment. I said, come to the door. I say, now you take care of this plant like you take care of me. And I drove off. And that made me feel so good, and I could see, but I just couldn't, I couldn't remind her of it. Because, like I said, it's too new for her, and I have another one. Her mom passed 2 years ago, and I will text her and say, just thinking of you and the family, and that's all I'll say. You know, and she'll know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll call. So, and people that have been here for me, like my neighbors that left toilet tissue at the door, toothpaste, they knock on the door, juice and all of that, you know. So I have a lot of neighbors, a lot of mommies around me. So I said, I can't get everybody that, so I'm getting them all. I bought beautiful sunflowers, and I'll just knock on the doors and say, Happy Mother's Day. That's best I can do. because they remind me of sunflowers. But these are persons, so they're my mommy too, because they took care of me like I was their child, okay? So you have to go back, and when you say Queenie is telling you to rebuild, see, Queenie is that messenger. I want to know when she comes back. Now, has she left after you things changed? Is she still coming, or she's gone on about her business? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know where she goes, but see, the web will reappear and disappear. And reappear and disappear, which lets me know she's somewhere, but I don't know where. And so I just say, as long as she doesn't get on me, we will be fine.
That's all. If she gets on you, she just wants a hug. But when the web reappears, does it come in the same area or is it in different spots?
In the same area.
Okay.
So it's just in the same. So she's taking up residency. That's why I called her Queenie, because it's like her throne. And I literally have done everything to try to get her down. And she'll go away, but then like a month later or weeks later, her web is back there. And I'm like, oh, she's back.
Oh, well, that means she got some more messages for you. Well, Carmelita, on that note, we're going to tell you and Queenie. I'll be looking out around and see what shows up over here. I know when I get ready to bring a plant in, they get together and run in the ladies' room and say, don't go to her house because they'll be reading an obituary over you. I'm just trying to get into my plant thing. And all. Don't go there, honey. Please, don't go there. But I'm getting better, okay? I used to tell people, I'll kill daisies. And, you know, it's hard to kill a daisy, but I noticed that I'm really getting into them, and I have a few that are thriving, and I had one that was, it was called a prayer plant, and I said, oh, and I put it in, and it didn't like it, and it was turning yellow, and I was telling the guy, the leaves are yellow. Well, don't put it in light, and clip it back. I clipped it back. I took that plant back to him. I said, you bring her back alive. I said, she needs an operation, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. I said, wow. I said, maybe she didn't like the prayers I was saying. If that a prayer plan, she spoke to me as much as I pray over here. She should be all over the entire community, right? But I'll see what happened. But I'm just getting into that nurturing thing. So here we go. But the ones that I have, I play music, I talk to them, and I don't have a lot of light. So I'll take them out and give them sunlight and stuff of that nature. I really like trees, you know, big ficus trees and palm trees and things of that nature. But I love trees. I grew up around trees, and I'd go sit out. I could sit up under an old tree all day long and read a book and be just as happy. But here we don't have a lot of trees. We do have a cherry blossom tree that is so beautiful that's only here for a short while. It's beautiful. It only lasts for, but it makes a big mess. It is the prettiest thing, but it is the messiest thing. I say enjoy the beauty while you see it, because it's gone in about a month and a half, and they go away. But while that cherry blossom is blossoming, it is a mess, but it's a beauty. So it's like that interconnectivity there, you know. Everything ugly or nasty, it also can be beautiful. It has another side to it. So I'm going to say, with Queenie and you, Carmelita, for coming in here, we appreciate you. And listeners, this is Carmelita, my nature lady, and she talked about Queenie the spider. Carmelita, we love you. Thank you. We're going to call it an evening, and I'll be sending you information. Love you.
Love you, too. Love you all out there.
You.
And be on the lookout for all the things in nature that's loving you, too.
Yes, I love it. All things in nature that is loving you, too. It's all about love. We love you.
Breaking up with the dumbest girl.
You said it, girl.
Jerry Gass. Yeah. Breaking up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
to be still. Showing others how to live.